News release. Township of Springwater. Springwater Fire and Emergency Services is proud to announce the arrival of its inaugural aerial fire truck. The Pierce Ascendant aerial platform boasts an impressive height of 110 feet and marks a significant enhancement to the firefighting fleet. It was procured through Commercial Emergency Equipment, headquartered in Woodstock, Ont, and manufactured by Pierce Manufacturing, located in Appleton, Wisconsin. Truck features an aerial hands-free communication system and remote control master stream nozzle. Image supplied. Key features of the new aerial platform fire truck include seating for 6 firefighters, a 2,000 gallon per minute fire pump capacity, a 500 gallon onboard water tank, a 20 gallon foam tank, cutting-edge three-way aerial hands-free communication system for enhanced coordination, a remote control master stream nozzle for effective fire management. Additionally, the single-axle configuration allows for a tighter turning radius and shorter chassis while providing all the benefits of a tandem-axle truck. Aerial platform fire trucks serve a critical role in enabling firefighters to reach heights exceeding 2 stories. Furthermore, they allow for a more effective knockdown of fully involved fires through the deployment of elevated master streams aimed at the fire. Equally important, they serve as a secure work platform for firefighters involved in ventilation techniques, without the use of ground ladders. The acquisition of our first aerial fire truck signifies our unwavering commitment to ensuring the safety and well-being of our community, says Jeff Kirk, fire chief. This state-of-the-art aerial truck will undoubtedly strengthen our firefighting capabilities, reinforcing our ability to respond to a wide range of emergency situations effectively. The aerial platform was identified through the 10-year capital plan and was 100% funded through development charges. Springwater firefighters have completed their training on the new aerial truck, and it will officially be put into service on October 31.